good.
And we need a CDRA meeting.
And we need to just go back on the record. I want to just have this mayor salary discussion on the record.
I would make a motion that we go into meeting for the CDRA.
So let's close this meeting.
Well, can we go discuss the mayor salary while we're still in this meeting?
Oh, you want to do it now?
Yeah, we want to.
It wasn't, it actually wasn't noticed up, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so we need to get that on the agenda. Sorry, so.
Yeah, good point.
All right, then I make a motion to close the regular meeting.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 And a motion to go into the CDRA meeting.
Second. Kevin.
Anybody.
One of the bald guys.
Rock, paper, scissors. All in favor?
Aye.
You're up.
We're in CDRA meeting.
Okay, so we have the minutes from the June 17th, 2025 CDRA meeting that need to be approved.
Okay, do we have a motion to accept the minutes from June 17th, 2025?
So moved.
Okay, second.
No, I wasn't here. I'm staying.
Second.
The three of you. Four of you.
Yeah. Aye.
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 Okay, Brad.
Okay, and you abstained?
Yes.
So did Andrew. They both.
Because they weren't here.
What was that?
Next item, tentative fiscal year 2027 budget adoption related to CDRA, Brad?
Yes, so two things. Adopting a budget for the CDRA that it's a budget for $525. Those are fees that we have to pay annually to the state to have a CDRA.
And the CDRA that we're talking about is for the state park? No, the market's gone. Is this the market?
It was zero on the budget. Brad has discovered that we have to have to make those payments of $500 and then 25 for some fee.
Yeah.
So it's not zero, it's 525. We're not exercising the CDRA for anything.
Okay.
So.
I thought that this was the state park, the campground.
Now, yes, it's the CDRA for the grocery store and then for the campground. And so myself and Craig met with some people from the state park and really that's a non-issue now.
Okay.
But at our next meeting on June 2nd, we'd like to have a CDRA meeting where we discuss the future of the CDRA. What are we going to do with it? Are we going to keep it going, terminate it, put it in a kind of a hold state?
That was Brad's recommendation. Put it on the back burner. Thanks, Corbin.
Yeah, thank you. They called it a survey.
So,
yeah, he was supposed to go out.
So
we do that in that public hearing meeting, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I just ask real quick? You said it's a non-issue.
Thank you.
Can you see add detail to that? Meaning we're collecting tax money, we're going to keep getting it? What does it mean?
We never did get any, did we?
According to the agreement, any taxes that they paid for the property that's in Midway that would come to Midway, so for example, our portion of the sales tax, our portion of any sort of tax, etc., we would then return to them. So I was never able to finalize that arrangement with the state park.
Yep.
So then the mayor brought in the superintendent of the state park and some others, and we sat down and discussed it. And they actually are not paying any taxes for that campground area. And the taxes that they are paying are being paid for areas that are not in the city.
Okay, so there is no money.
So there is no money that would come to us that would need to be returned to them.
Okay.
And so it has become a non-issue.
So if someone rents a campground,
that's what I need.
Is there a tax on that? a campsite?
So the way that they explained it is that any taxes that they collect are actually going through the visitor center. And so
the county or the state.
Yes. And so the state does not look at it as, oh, it's the campground, so those taxes are paid to Midway City. They're looking at it as it's the visitor center.
Is it the visitor center or is it the clubhouse?
The visitor, center.
Okay.
And so, as far as I'm concerned, the important part of the whole arrangement was to be able to get the campground so we could continue to charge the resort tax.
To get credit for it.
Yeah, I am not concerned about us receiving taxes and returning it to them. That's just more paperwork for us.
And that was never our intent when we...
When we proved it.
It was just to get the credit for it.
Yep.
So does that mean the money that Soldier Hollow collects? Yeah.
The sleeping bag.
Does not go to Heber, or the county? Goes to just stays at the state?
No. So it would go to the county because the visitor center is in the county.
Okay, so that makes sense. The campground never went to us anyway, is what they're saying. So,
yeah. A motion that we accept the tentative fiscal year 2027 budget adoption for the CDRA and set a public hearing for June 2nd, also at 6 o'clock.
Correct.
Yes.
Same meeting.
Second.
A motion and a second. Andrew?
Yes.
Lisa?
Aye.
JC?
Aye.
And Eric Kevin?
Aye.
Andy?
Aye.